92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
It's only February, and already the FCC is estimating that half or more of the phone calls we'll all get this year will be from spammers, robocalls, as they call them. Last year, about 50 billion robocalls were made to American phone accounts. 90% of them looked like they were real local calls. And that's really annoying, because you look at your phone and you don't recognize the number, but it's local. It could be your doctor's office with an update on your recent visit, or something more urgent, like one of the kids got hurt at school. And then you answer the call and you get, "We can wipe out your college loans in one payment." Shut up! Go away! I don't have college loans! And it doesn't seem to matter if you're on the Do Not Call registry, because these people just don't care. But let me see if I can help you out a little bit here, because I've been dealing with this problem just like you have. To some degree, you can reduce the aggravation by listening to the message and choosing the opt-out number. Because if you tell them not to call you, you shouldn't ever hear from them again. One other thing you can do, if you don't recognize the number, it didn't come up in your contacts list, answer the call, but don't say anything. If it hears total silence for about 10 seconds, it will hang up and the system will register that a person did not answer the number and it won't call you again. Of course, if it is a real legitimate call, you'll hear some noise from the other end and someone will probably speak to you and say, "Hello, are you there? Hello?" But that idea of not saying hello seems to work. I've managed to cut down my robocalls quite a lot that way, and I thought that might help you out a little bit.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.